Rusty Quill presents.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, so throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hey guys, quick plugs. First of all, happy holidays. I didn't stream last Sunday because it was Christmas Eve, but I will be streaming again very soon, maybe on New Year's Eve, maybe not. But usually on Sundays, I rate that week's episode soundtrack, and then we hang out and play a video game. We got started on Pony Island last stream. It's a really fun, cool, surreal sort of game, and I'm excited to finish it. So if you want to see that, go to twitch.tv/woebegonepod. And if you'd like to support the show, you can do so on Patreon at patreon.com/woe_begone. We can get early access to ad-free episodes, instrumental soundtrack albums, Q&As, director's commentaries, movies with Michael, postcards, and more. When my family was in for Christmas this year, I explained to them that I am basically a postcard salesman, and that if you sign up at the $15 level or above, every month you will get a postcard designed by me with a message from one of the characters in the show. The message stands alone on its own, but when put together with other messages sent to other patrons, they tell a larger story about something going on in Old Brush Valley. So if you'd like to be part of that, check that out at patreon.com/woe_begone. Special thanks to my 10 newest patrons, Hera Alexander, the second half of whose name is the first line from the Iliad in Greek. Menin ai de thea pia deo achilios. Kimberly Fortino, Ivy, number one, and Stan. I would invent time travel for Cowboy Michael, Lara, Sandy Brett, Andrea Pina, Kim Haviland, Papa Cactus, Jonas Pelios, and Ace Jones for supporting the show. Enjoy. Warning, this episode contains some body gore and gunfire. Listener discretion is advised.
No, I don't even want my job back. Rick, I just want the soccer ball. You're not even gonna use it. I paid $10,000 to get a soccer ball back. I don't care if you dropped it in the mud, it's mine. It's sweat.
Buster! Fuck! Get your snotty nose off of me! What the hell? Why are you in my bedroom? Why are you inside the house?
You got that mongrel up yet, Bluster?
Tex, why is Bluster in my room?
Someone had to wake your sorry ass up. Get out of bed, Mikey. Can't you see what's going on? The sky's damn near falling. We're under attack.
Attack? It's raining really hard. Bluster, what is he talking about? What, does he think that someone sent us a thunderstorm in the middle of the night? Is that possible? I guess I can imagine it being possible, but I've never heard of anyone doing it. It does look like a disaster area out there, though. Whoa, what the fuck was that? Bluster, did you see that? Was that a person out there in the rain? They were there, and then they weren't? It was a person, right? That wasn't my imagination. They were right there. Like, not 5 feet from the window. Fuck. Well, I'm awake now. Unless this is a nightmare. Hey, Tex. I think I just saw something.
Well, quit your sightseeing and get your ass in here with the rest of us. And bring your shotgun.
I don't have a shotgun, Tex. What the hell?
There's one under your bed. And there's some ammo, too. Merry Christmas. Now, load that sucker up and meet us in the living room.
Okay. Has this been here the whole time? What the hell is going on? It's 2:17 a.m., it's raining cats and dogs, there's a giant horse in my bedroom, and there's a disappearing man outside my window. I would really like to wake up now. It's not a dream, is it, Bluster? Then I guess we're going to go see what all of the fuss is about. Hi, everyone. Well, better late than never, Mikey. You have a good sleep? No, I didn't. I had a stress dream about a job that I quit 10 years ago, and then I woke up with Bluster's nose in my face. Hey man, it's cool. Dreams are dreams, so that dream's gone now, you know? I made coffee if you want some. There wasn't enough time for me to grind my own beans, but it gets the job done.
It'll wake you up's the most important part. We need you awake, Mikey.
Awake for what, Michael? Nobody's telling me what's going on, and I just saw somebody outside my window. They were close, too. Or I guess I saw their silhouette, because it's dark and raining. They popped in and out super quick, like they transported and then left? I don't know who it was, I saw a human form, and it scared the shit out of me.
We're under attack, Mikey.
Did you load that shotgun, Mikey? Because we might need it.
Yes, of course I loaded the shotgun.
Because I know you're a little gun-shy.
Not as much as I used to be. And look, I loaded it, okay, MW? Tex told me to load it, so I did, and him telling me that also scared the crap out of me. So, is somebody going to tell me what's going on? Is everyone okay?
Yes, everyone is okay so far.
Mike, what does so far mean?
It means that nobody is hurt, Mikey. It's important not to let the present get away from us. Not to let the panic disturb our clear minds. I can lead us in some focusing meditation. It would only take a moment. I see that M-Dog's got his groove back. I am trying to keep everyone calm.
I'm already laser-focused over here, Pard. We ain't got time for that. Mikey, Tex over here seems to think that the interloper outside was sent here to take us away.
Okay, but who is the interloper? Is it Operos or the Compound? Well, it don't gotta strictly be either one of them, I suppose.
The Compound and Operos both know where we are. Have for a while now. They know that we're conducting operations out of here. Both of them have got reasons to want to show up for a showdown. Y'all escaped the dome in the Compound. We sabotaged the Michael army, and we got M-Dog on our side now.
Seems like conspicuous timing, if you ask me. We just let M-Dog in.
Yeah, but Operos could have corrected letting M-Dog loose before we ever got a hold of him. That's what they wanted.
Well, we could try throwing him out there as a peace offering. I forgive you, Mike. M-Dog's valuable, Mike. He's got important insider knowledge about Operos. He's been inside of the different departments, and he's gone on missions and everything.
Yeah, I get it, but you don't have to share a bedroom with the stinky hippie. Deodorant has aluminum in it, and the skin under my arms is really sensitive.
Are you saying that someone out there is trying to transport in here, and that your two subjects are the Compound and Operos? Because if so, why wouldn't they just transport in here? They're very capable of that. Hell, even Base is toying around with moving entire buildings. Either of those organizations could move this little shack and lock us up in some metal box where they could control us. The Compound already did that with Base.
We got protection from that part. Outlaw Tai installed an array on the roof to disrupt transport signals so people can't invite themselves in. And they can't just move the house, neither. The signal gets interrupted. That's what you saw outside the window. They're trying to come in and they're misfiring.
And Outlaw Tai can... Is he a spellcaster? How can he do that?
Outlaw Tai is better than any witch. He's a scientist. While you were busy getting our asses in trouble and getting held hostage at M-Dog's house, me and Outlaw were working on projects of our own. We have access to the trunk, which means we can sneak in and take a peek at what the Tais are working on the Compound computers. We found some materials relating to physical security. The schematics for this here array were just sitting on one of their computers one day. Brand new stuff. Ain't been perfected and ain't been implemented at the Compound. Outlaw took a look at it and cobbled something together from what he had lying around.
So, you're saying that Outlaw Tai can just make an anti-time travel array out of spare parts?
That is what I said.
How long is this DIY engineering going to hold up, Tex?
Between the continuous efforts to subvert it and the amount of electrical energy in the air from the lightning, I'm not optimistic. Maybe a few minutes, hours. Sure as hell ain't forever. That's why we're all standing around holding shotguns.
These don't seem like the type of people who are deterred easily by shotguns, and I don't want to stand here and die for M-Dog. No offense.
I am not offended because I know that your words come from a place of fear and pain.
Well, you sure are recovered from blubbering out in the desert, ain't ya?
I took an edible before bed. We don't even know that they're here looking for M-Dog.
Right, because we don't even know who these fuckers are.
Then let's not get ahead of ourselves and throw them to the wolves.
Agreed. We need to be present. Remember to breathe. It's all going to be copacetic. All we need to do is wait it out. Is that what we're doing? We're just waiting around for the array to fail?
Yup. Either we weather the storm or the storm comes for us. Ain't nothing to do but prepare yourself, Mikey.
I don't like this. We're waiting around to die, right? We're trapped like rats.
Shh, Mikey. Focus on your breathing. We aren't in any danger. Nobody's in any pain. There's nothing that we can do to change our predicament. We are fine right now. We are going to be fine. Do not panic over future things that might not happen. Panicking will not prepare you. It will only make you weaker. Oh, so much tension in these shoulders.
Credit where credit is due. The hippie does have a point.
And he does give a good shoulder massage. Still, I really don't like this.
Don't matter if you like it or not. It's happening.
Also, why is Bluster inside the house?
You've seen it, Mikey. It's raining hard out there. Might even get some big old balls of hail. I can't just leave Bluster out there to get rained on, can I?
Tex, his head scrapes the ceiling.
But he fits, don't he?
Exhausted, Mikey. Are you sure that you don't want any coffee?
I don't want any coffee, M-Dog.
And you didn't want to play poker with them in the other room while we wait for something to happen. Are you okay?
I'm fine with sitting right here, thank you.
My head is all cloudy. I wouldn't be able to focus on poker. I don't know how they do it. I think that they've figured out that worrying doesn't accomplish anything. You've got to quit staring out the window. All you're doing is worrying yourself sick.
No, I'm trying to figure it out. I keep seeing him or her or them or whatever out there. They keep dropping in for a split second and then going right back out. So I feel like if it wasn't raining so hard, I could get a video with my phone and we could go frame by frame and see who it is.
But it is raining that hard out there. What would you do when you figured out who it was? What good would that do? Unless you're thinking about giving them what they want?
It would be a good first step to know what they want.
You're hoping that it's Lieutenant or Eagle. Because you're pretty sure you know what they want. You think that they are here to retrieve me and take me back to Operos.
I didn't say that,
and it was very considerate of my feelings not to say it, thank you, but I know how to read a room. If Lieutenant is out there trying to get in, you could just shove me out the door and solve everyone's problems, except mine. Is that the idea?
No, even after all the shit with your other iteration, I couldn't do that.
Well, no, you wouldn't be doing the shoving. Based on tonight's conversations, Mike would be. Mike and Michael are both capable, I think. That makes life so much easier, doesn't it? To have so many people willing to do the hard and violent work on your behalf. So many people with dirty hands so that you don't have to live with the burden of what that does to someone. Are you asking me how I feel, or are you telling me how it is?
I was an over Mike, so I didn't have Mike and Michael. I only had Edman. And he did all of the worrying for both of us. He held everything together. If there was something that needed a plan or a sacrifice, it was Edman's job to get it done. We never addressed this out loud, but that was the arrangement. If someone had to sacrifice some comfort, it was going to be Edman sacrificing on my behalf. Do you think that's how Operos ended up taking him? Like maybe Edman sacrificed himself in some way to protect you from something? That sounds logical, in as much as logic factors into any of this. Maybe Operos just wanted a plaything and Edman was available. Edman would rather it be him than me. I wish that I had given him more, but dwelling on the past would only drag me down. Even with time travel, I get the feeling that trying to change it would make things much worse. So, my only choice for now is to be happy that Edman's love for me is so strong, and make sure that our sacrifices are not so asymmetrical when I get him back. What do you think would happen if you agreed to go back to Operos? If that's Eagle out there and you just decided to go home with him? I really have no idea. That was initially the plan. I was supposed to show up here and convince all of you to join forces with Operos. At least that's what I was told the plan was. Tex seems to think that I was being manipulated, and Michael told me all sorts of terrible stories about Eagle and Lieutenant and their army of Michaels and everything that they were put through in the name of destroying the compound. Torture. They tortured them beyond belief. Because normally, if you are tortured that bad, at least you get to die. But not them. They were tortured endlessly and without mercy, and then they were sent into the compound to be killed. Don't get me wrong, Eagle's a great guy, he has never done me dirty, and he somehow knows exactly what my favorite donut is, but I am scared that he would use me up and put me in the garbage when he's done. Yeah, that's Eagle's whole MO. Except the whole nice guy part, which you are unequivocally incorrect about. He was definitely manipulating you, and he was probably getting a big kick out of stringing you along about Edman and getting your guard down while he was planning on carving out your other eye or some heinous shit like that. Shit, Imnok, look! Right there, right in front of the tree line. Oh, fuck. Yeah, I see it, Mikey. That is the longest that they've been out there. I still couldn't tell who it was, though. But he was out there for a couple seconds this time. Fuck, the house is shaking. I think it's happening, M-Dog. The array is failing or something. But fuck, the whole house is shaking. Tex, I think we have a problem. The house is shaking. We should probably head in there with them. You're right, we need to figure out what to do. Guys, the figure was out there for like 2 seconds and the whole house is shaking. Something's going on.
Yeah, no shit, something's going on. The array's giving out. They're breaking down our defenses.
Is there anything that we can do to fix the array?
The antennas on the roof probably fell out of alignment. What with the attacks and the wind blowing everything around out there.
Would it be possible to get them back in alignment, Tex?
That sounds dangerous, MW. Are you offering yourself up to go give it a look-see?
Now, Michael, you know I can't do that because I don't know what the array is supposed to look like.
Tex, if we aligned the array again, would it buy us more time?
Yup. Only problem is, I'm the only salty cur who knows enough about that array to get up on the roof and get her done.
Is there even any point in buying more time? It sort of feels like the jig is up.
Mikey, there's always the possibility that something could happen if we hold out.
Yeah, let's not give up hope. Guys, if it's Operos waiting out there to take me back...
Then they can rot in hell, M-Dog. I didn't go through all this just to give you back.
The Michaels have a monopoly on self-sacrifice, M-Dog.
You're damn right we do. Which is why I'm gonna get my boots on and head up to the roof and fix the array. Let's be smart about this, though. The most careful plan that I can think of is to prepare a correction either way. What we're gonna do is disable the array just long enough for me to fix the antenna. It'll have to be disabled before I leave, though, so y'all can correct the situation if it gets bad out there. But if I get up there and get it fixed, then y'all can issue a correction not to disable the array. You think that you can handle calculator duty, Mike?
It's the role of a lifetime, Tex. So how do we disable the array?
The array is powered by a box that's strapped down to the roof, right about here. So what I want you to do is take those shotguns of yours and blast that sucker to Kingdom Come. Think you can do that?
Let me handle that. I've got the shotgun. Mike's got the calculator.
Mikey's only volunteering so he can pretend he ain't gun-shy.
I'm not gun-shy, and I am going to prove it. It's okay to be gun-shy, Mikey. Bruno's gun-shy, and we don't love him any less. Don't compare me to the fucking dog. I can do this. Are you sure that you want to do this, Tex? It's dangerous, and it's only gonna buy us some time.
Yeah. It's better than sitting here playing poker and taking all your money.
I was about to make a huge comeback. I had a great hand, and I was about to go all in.
You'll have to show me after we pull this off.
Oh, I'm going to.
You better be careful out there, Tex. No such thing as careful out there. I'll do you one better, and I'll get the job done. Y'all hang tight. You ready to kick this off, Mikey? See where you're supposed to fire? Right there, right into the roof. Yep, right there.
Locked and loaded, Tex. Is everyone ready to get started?
I'm as ready as I'll ever be.
Y'all better remember to cover your ears. That shotgun's gonna be loud.
All right, my ears are covered. Looks like we're ready, Mikey. All right, let's do this then. Disabling the array in 3, 2, 1. Fuck, that was loud.
That's my cue. See y'all on the other side.
I hope he's right about this.
Me too, because the house is definitely moving.
I'm pretty sure they're trying to pick the house up and move it somewhere that they have more control over it, like what the compound did to base.
You had better be careful, Tex.
No one knows how long this is going to take, do they?
Nope, I don't think he told none of us about this array.
It was smart to keep it a secret. If information about this array had propagated before the attack, they probably could have figured out what was going on and disabled it.
Y'all still got your shotguns ready? Just in case. And Mikey, don't forget to reload.
What's going on? What is that sound?
It's coming from outside, from that side of the house.
Guys, the window.
What is that? Goo?
Fuck. It's Tex.
Oh my god.
Well, it's the left half of Tex sliding down the window. There he goes.
They killed Tex.
Well, I sure hope he's dead for his sake. Mike, I think it's safe to say that this one's a failure. You ready for that correction?
I'm already punched in and ready to go.
You need someone to come with you?
Nope, I got it. I'm out of here. Mike, hurry. Yep, I'm out of here. 3, 2, 1.
I hope we did this right, because not even the compound can fix this.
Move, Mikey.
Ah!
Well, looks like we found the other half of Tex. Almost fell right on you, Mikey. Guess that mystery's solved.
What do you think happened to him? Think he got hit by one of them misfires that he was talking about?
Well, he's the only one that knows, and he's a bit indisposed at the moment.
Mike, please hurry up. I should have gone out there. Tex can't die for me. No.
M-Dog.
No.
Now ain't the time to lose your cool.
First Edman and now Tex. No. This is my fault. This is my fault.
Take your own advice, M-Dog. Breathe.
No. I should have gone out there.
Youch. Well, that was mighty unpleasant, folks. I'll tell you what.
Tex, you're alive. Thank God.
Of course I'm alive, M-Dog. What, you think that Mike was gonna fumble the correction or something?
I did think about letting you die up there and getting my money back.
Well, you sure ain't gonna win it back fair and square.
So, it hurt? You remember it happening?
It only hurt till it killed me. And of course I remember the whole thing. So, that's y'all's Christmas present for the year. Next year, y'all gotta take the fall.
Tex, I am so sorry. This is all my fault.
This ain't your fault, M-Dog. I didn't do nothing that I didn't want to do. You helped me out, even. I was thinking about your meditation exercises while I was out there. Helped me keep my mind off of everything until it was over. So, thank you.
Yeah.
And thanks to Mikey for disabling the array. Great shot, Pilgrim.
Yeah, it was actually kind of fun. Until half of you fell down through the hole.
Sorry to put you through that. Didn't have much control over it.
The array's down. Were any of you guys expecting company?
Oh yeah, that's for me. I ordered a pizza.
I guess this is the end of the line. Let me answer the door.
You ain't answering the door, M-Dog.
You have sacrificed more than enough for me, Tex. All of you have. I can't keep accepting sacrifices without offering something of my own. We're all thinking the same thing. It's probably Operos out there, and they are probably here to retrieve me. You know how Operos works. You are not going to defeat them with calculators and shotguns. The only way for the rest of you to make it out of here unscathed is for me to surrender. The right thing for me to do is to cowboy up and do what is right by my flock. Thank you for your help, but I'm answering the door.
I ain't gonna let you do that, M-Dog. I'm the cowboy round here. Tex is right, but also I'm the cowboy round here.
I don't like labels, but I got a cowboy hat on.
You're going to let me answer the door, Tex, because I'm not asking for permission. I'm opening the door, and that's final.
M-Dog, be careful.
I'll do you one better. I'll get the job done. Thanks for everything, Tex.
Oh, howdy, M-Dog. Weren't expecting you to answer the door.
Hi, Lieutenant. I'm done fighting. I'm ready to come with you. Just leave the Texas base alone, please. You and all of Operos, they were just trying to protect me. I'm what you came for.
Oh, we decided a long time ago we ain't interested in hurting them. Was that y'all disrupting the transport? Because, wow, that's mighty impressive. We've been trying to get a hold of y'all all night and kept getting stalled out. Yup, that was us. That's some impressive work. Y'all give Operos a call if y'all ever want to make a boatload of cash, because I know they'd buy up that technology in a heartbeat. I'll keep that in mind.
Can we just go, Lieutenant? You've put the mics through enough tonight.
What? M-Dog, where you think you're going? Back to Operos with me?
Yes, of course. That's what this whole night was about, wasn't it?
No, Pilgrim, it weren't. We got plenty of M-Dogs back at Operos. Seems like you wanted to stay here, and that's no skin off our nose. Stay here if and you want.
Then why are you here?
Oh, I'm here for Troy. Operos is Troy, of course. So, where are you keeping him? Between the repeated attempts to subvert it and the amount of electrical tickle pickle in the dinner she did a boopa doopa boopy boo. Nah, I'm a witch!
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.